a long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
Ejection! After being caught cheating at one of the games in Gytham Narc's Chamber of Death, Skip, Bale, and Dala find themselves ejected from the game chamber. Will the Twi'lek lounge singer and the Mandalorian mercenary be able to convince the mad scientist to help them find their lost friends? Or will this slide of doom end in their demise?
Yes, the alarms are going off, and you just hear over the loudspeaker, "Wooly Wampa does not like cheaters. Cheaters are not allowed in Wooly Wampa's home." And the floor below your feet just open up, and you find yourself sliding down.
Yay!
Come on, there's like no like athletics check or anything to see if I can like
the whole floor?
Catch myself or like hold on to the edge or something? Does it go sliding down a slide?
If you'd like to do an athletic check, sure.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not going to take any strain I've or seen whatnot. Too many I'm just going
films
to roll
with slides to know that nothing is good on the other end of the slide.
All right, so you're going to do athletic checks on a perfectly smooth wall with one chance to grab onto something.
With one chance to grab onto something.
Sure.
Which is the flat floor.
All right.
What's the difficulty?
I'll say two purple and a red, because you were definitely not prepared for this. You were focusing flipping on this that machine, and you kind of pulled, and the floor dropped right as you pulled those four tickets out.
All right. Can I take a boost dice because I was aware that that the alarm went off first?
No, because something kind was going like, to happen. You pulled the tickets, the alarm went off, and then the floor opened up, and you heard the announcement as the floor kind of all happening at the same time. You yanked the extra tickets.
I get one success.
All right,
no strain. So
you reach out and you grab on to the dangling, open floor in front of you. You watch.
Oh, maybe he's grabbed hold of the ticket machine itself.
Yes!
Okay, you grab on. Yeah, fine. You're dangling from the tickets that are still in the machine for some reason because they didn't cut it because it wasn't ready. So you're dangling from four tickets. And you're hanging. Your feet are kicking. Your feet are kicking. And as you're rocking, trying to pull yourself up, you hear a god-awful cracking sound. And with that dark side point, the ticket machine rips from the wall and goes down the slide with you.
Yes. I love it.
Wow.
You are sliding down this long tube with a ticket machine tumbling after you.
Skip,
I hate you.
Skip has crossed his legs and put his arms behind his head, thusly, and he goes, "Yeah!" As he slides down the...
Alright.
Does it have, loops and swirls
As you're sliding down this tube, there is, if you were epileptic, this would definitely trigger you. There are flashing lights, rainbow lights. They're super fat. It's like success music from, Final Fantasy, but turned up to, 7 speed. So it's just super loud, super pitchy. As you go down this tube with lights and things, and as the tube opens up, you feel yourself being flung into an enormous foam pit.
Yay! Is Bale trying to stop his descent the whole time?
Yes, I am. I'm just no! I don't want to go! No, I didn't cheat! You should have built a better machine! Now I've got all the tickets!
So, yes, Bale keeps pushing back, but every time he slows down just a little bit, the 400-pound ticket machine pushes him forward even more. And we get to the bottom. Dalla and Skip have kind of pulled themselves out of the foam pit, and they just hear the loud clanging of this metal machine, which should not have been going down this tube. Someone's going to have to pay for this tube repair, because it was not designed for this. And it bends and climbs.
Look out!
And
no!
On the very last turn, it gets lodged in. The four tickets rip out in Bale's hand, and Bale goes tumbling headfirst into the foam tube. Or foam pit, I'm sorry.
Ugh. Okay, so Bale collects himself, tries to stand up, and then he takes his slug thrower, mm-hmm. and he shoots the machine, and then take it like to open it, and then takes out all the tickets.
But it's way up high.
It's still in the tube. It didn't come with you.
Motherfucker.
So.
Yeah, so what now? Like, what am I seeing? Am I just in this big foam pit now?
You guys find yourself pulling yourself out of this foam pit, and you are in what would be easily described as a mad scientist's lair. There are half-built machines. There are schematics. There's math equations written on the wall, on the floor. There's like half-eaten food in different places. As you walk through, you definitely see things you've never seen before. There are what looks like slug throwers, but plugged into backpacks, which doesn't make any sense to you guys, but that's a thing that's happening. You see what looks to be an oversized, almost Liefeldian rifle. Also with two large tubes attached to a backpack, which would be, I don't know, like a large 30-gallon trash can.
Maybe they're like water guns or something.
And as you walk, you pass the large guns. If you want to stop and look at any of this stuff, just let me know. I'm just keep narrating until you tell me to stop. You see schematics of different starships. You see star maps up on the wall, and glowing in the distance, you see a tube with a figure floating in it.
What kind of a figure is in the floating tube?
You approach the tube, and the figure floating there is humanoid.
It's just a giant boob.
It is a left boob, and you guys would know it's a
boob tube.
No, it's a humanoid figure floating in there. You can't really tell the species because there's no head.
Ooh.
Oh.
It has at the top of the neck, it's basically carterized, I guess. And the body is just floating in what looks to be essentially like would be an archaic Bacta tank. Because we don't really have Bacta tanks yet in our world. But there's this kind of looks like it would be the first prototype Bacta tank as this body is just floating there.
Githam Nark is a what type of race? And is this body that race?
He is a Cynatine. They're kind of grayish skin, very large, brain-like looking heads.
Can I roll a xenology?
Sure. What? Why would you want to roll it at all right now?
See what's into, like, what kind of a race is in that thing.
It's definitely a gray-skinned alien. From the bio that you knew about Githam Nark, this looks like it would be something like them. So even without rolling, I'll say that it would not be a huge leap to believe that this is... are part of Githam Nark, at least.
Or it could be like his wife or partner.
It's definitely of his species. Like it looks like, from what you've seen in the pictures of Githam Nark, this definitely looks like his species, or at least him. It's the right size. Excellent. From everything you know. As you guys kind of lock on this headless body floating, you hear a very familiar but now more mechanized sounding voice. I am surprised. I am surprised, a little upset, but surprised. No one has ever gotten this far before. So kudos to all of you. I'm considering not killing you, as I'm not a fan of cheaters, but kudos.
Hey, there's a fine line. There's a fine line between cheating and exploiting. If you wanted a more perfect system, you could have done an electronic system where I couldn't have gotten past. But you decided to go with the ticket system, and I know my ticket systems.
While this conversation is happening, Skip has oriented himself between the body between him and the camera so that it looks like his head is the one that's on the in the body of the tube, and he makes like,
he's like pretending to,
strange
pretending
faces.
To float. Sure. You guys turn and see what looks to be a similar Asp droid than the one you saw before, but in the hole in the
belly,
in the stomach there. It looks to be a glass, maybe bowl would be generous, with a head inside of it in the center of this oversized asteroid. Where the other one was about 7 or 8 feet tall, this one's about 9, maybe 10 feet tall. It's pretty darn enormous. And you see a face that you recognize. It is Guy from Nark.
None other than Krang the Brain.
We have, yes, because if you all score at home, Guy from and Nark, really is close, we reverse it to Krang. And he just looking at you guys. This one doesn't have the gun hands. This has mechanical hands on it because, you know, he doesn't need guns. He's not a violent man, per se. He'll just crush the life out of you if he has to. And he goes, I don't know. This is surprising. I'll tell you this. This has been quite entertaining. And I don't know. You see, he reaches behind him and he throws a box the size of like a loaf of bread at Bale.
He catches it.
And it's, you see, it is the complete collection of Enforcer Force, dubbed and in its original language, with director's commentary and the Band in Seven Quadrants episode that you cannot find on the HoloNet.
Oh, yeah. Score, I got what I came for. Where's the way out? You, sir, you have become my favorite person ever. I was thinking you were a little weird before, but you've got this. And you know what? People who like Enforcer Force stick together.
I am a man of my word. Here is your prize. Now,
thank you.
For the favor you asked, I have been studying your droid. And he gestures to the side, and you see Pip plugged into a large computer with a restraining bolt on him. And I will tell you this. This information is quite, quite fascinating.
I hope you're not hurting my droid.
It's a machine. It doesn't matter.
It does. Pip is my friend. And I don't like people who mistreat my friends. You could have asked him for the data, and I'm pretty sure he would have obliged.
Now, I can unplug him and you can go on your way, or I could help you with your problem. It's truly up to you. I mean, the video of you guys in the chamber will keep me entertained for a while.
Skip, what do you think?
I just want to know what the inflatable alien was supposed to be done. What was I supposed to do with that?
Guy from... You know, no one ever uses the alien the correct way.
No, can I just go back and do that? I would love to figure that out.
So, go ahead and push the inflator button on the side, Mr. Fortuna.
So formal. I push the button.
And the inflatable alien grows to be about 20 feet tall. And so...
Crossing the ball pit.
Yeah, you put it on top. It doesn't sink. You walk across it. It's easy peasy.
That would have been easy if we hadn't blown up so many balls.
Yeah, that's... That was an interesting choice. So... Yeah, you kind of shot yourselves in the foot there, or blew your own foot off, or however the analogy goes. So I just... Yeah.
And these that I'm wearing, and I take my tiara on and off.
They cancel out the subharmonic thing. I'm trying to induce panic and fear in people, because bloodshed is kind of messy, and you can't work on blown up and shot up body parts. If I could scare someone to death, it would give me a lot more to work with. And I'll tell you this, Mr. Bronte, I was impressed. Most people would not have gotten so far without the tiara on. I don't know how hard your head is, or maybe you had a skull injury and you have metal plates in your head. I would love to examine your skull later.
Exactly my thought. Probably after I die. If I die. I plan on living forever. But
not to interrupt, but I see over there there's a sign that says subharmonics, and it is pressed to off.
He turns and goes, "Son of a Gundark!"
Did you forget that when we had pizza?
It's just when the turn that the power system here isn't super great. It's kind of like, if the pizza oven was on, when that was on, everything would have shorted out. So I had to shut that off for the pizza. And I foresee I dismembered that droid assistant. He was supposed to turn it on, but he points to the ground. He's in pieces over there. That's my bad. I was wondering why Bronda was like, you know what? You're not special, Bronda. I just forgot. So, I take back the compliment. You are average on your best day. So, that's totally on me. So, this freighter, from what these notes from this Mandalorian sent in, and I can tell he's a soldier, not a scientist, but, yeah, it kind of seems like it totally overloaded the hyperdrive, and I think it kind of went into a space that I kind of call the bleed. It's kind of the in-between when you're in hyperdrive. It's kind of the space where I think life can exist. I've never got an engine to go that fast without blowing up. And the fact that he said it actually went and didn't explode right in front of him, that to me is fascinating. And I can try, if you want, to triangulate where that ship could have ended up. I mean, could have been atomized it's possible, but we can do some math and probably figure it out. It might, take me a little while. I've been running simulations off your little can friend here, but I think we can maybe figure something out.
He looks over at Pip and goes, "Pip, are you okay, buddy?"
And Pip doesn't make a sound.
Could you turn the droid back on, please?
Oh, no, he's on. I just disabled the voice thing because that one's a talker, and I'm trying to work, so...
That's fair.
I'm sure he's screaming or whatever he does when he's upset, but when we're done, I can turn his voice back on and you can deal with it, but he's just does not stop. I don't know how you tolerate him, but...
He walks over to Pip and goes, "Hey, buddy, this is for the greater good. Don't worry. I'll get you some upgrades. I'll get you some upgrades next time we're out, okay? But you're gonna have to endure this for a little while. I'm sorry. But it's for the greater good." And he looks over at Skip and gives Skip a frown. Like kinda like, "Well, I hope this is worth it," sort of thing. And then he goes, "All right. Well, how much longer do you need them?"
"Well, are we doing these calculations, or..."
"Yes, let's do that. But first we need to take a picture, as we have solved Gythim Nark's death trap as the concluding image, and hopefully we'll bring more clientele to this wonderful escape room you have created. By the way, your comment about all of the dead bodies that we would have found, we never saw any. Did we just miss them, or was that all theatrics?"
"No, if you would have fell into the ball pit, there's a few kind of at the bottom there. It's like a 200-foot drop through balls that would have..."
Right.
There's a couple probably. I assume they died. They've been down there for long enough to be dead.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, there's they're just eating plastic. Wink.
Yeah, there was. If you would have took a left, there was at the droid. If you wouldn't went to the droid, if you would have went back down and went to the left, there was this claw game that when you fail, it kind of rips you into the game.
Oh, yes, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, and you know, people think they have great hand-eye coordination, and they don't usually. And
Skip is totally hamming for the camera and like winking and nodding like, oh yes, of course, these are dangerous things. Wow. However will others come and find your horrible death trap of doom?
Alright, if you guys just give me a moment, I will get right on this. And Skip, you feel a hand on your shoulder.
It's Dala?
You feel Dala's hand on your shoulder, and then you feel a vibro sword on your neck.
Okay.
And she goes,
I'm sorry, but I need to take him with me.
Who, Gytham Nark? Of course he's coming with us.
No.
Won't leave him here.
No, you don't understand.
Well, help me understand, Dala.
Grand Moff Viken wants him back.
Yes.
This is my job.
Well, of course. We will bring him in.
I've already called. The Sith are on their way.
I don't see how you could have. I thought that all communications were blocked.
Skip, you're so beautiful. Don't ever change.
It was a good time we had, Dala. I wink at Bale.
Oh. Why don't you go ahead and
run? And I scratch my chest where the ski ball is on your bandolier.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So I pick up, I take out the ski ball and I start tossing it up in the air and then I whip it at her head. I'm gonna say that's a small arms.
That's
right?
Yeah, that's a.
I think that's initiative is really what it is because I don't think you were very stealthy in here.
Yes. We'll roll initiative right now.
Two successes, two advantages.
One success, four advantage.
One success and advantage. So okay, Bale gets to go first, then Skip, and then Dala.
So it's two PC slots, then the NPC slot.
All right, so you're going to try throwing a ball at her?
Yep.
Can I choose to
get out of the way? Yeah, so Skip wants to make the first move.
Right. What do you think, Joe? Is that a better way to go? So that I could just do some sort of check that'll assist you in bettering your target of her?
Yeah, go for it.
Give you some blues to get out of her way?
Mm-hmm.
So what sort of check would be to like spin around her sort of thing? Like an athletics check? That's brawl. I want like in some sort of agility related thing. A coordination check?
Yeah, I think coordination would be if you're trying to like turn or shift to give him a better target.
Okay, yeah. And is that just straight two greens or is there any purples associated with that at all? Because I'm really not trying to attack her. It's just a move to spin around her.
You're not trying to get out of her grip. You're just trying to shift your position. Okay. Just roll it and do it again. Okay.
Cool. I got one success. So that's enough to give him maybe one blue.
Yeah, we'll definitely give you a blue on your roll of throwing a ski ball.
Yep. Of doom.
Of doom. Little did you know it was loaded with dynamite. All
right.
I'm gonna flip a light side to dark side and say that it is.
Like Dwayne, if I wanted to kill her, I would have pulled out my slug thrower. But I'm not trying to kill her because I kind of like her as an NPC. So
okay,
I'm throwing the ski ball.
I like her
all right,
too.
So you're at what the shorter is. So it's gonna be two purple, but because you have your own person there, it's gonna be one red, one purple with Skip's in the way.
Oh no! I spin around. I wasn't in the way anymore. Remember?
I mean, technically, it's an engage, isn't it? Because you're engaged, it becomes a red check if you're shooting into an engaged opponent.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going
to... You're the Dungeon Master. You get to make the rules.
I'm going to flip that again.
All right.
So three yellows. Here we go. Two successes, two advantages.
All right. I don't know how much damage a ski ball does. I mean...
I would say it's do the same as like a club. You're talking about like a marble.
Yeah, it's like a heavy
It's a heavy ball.
Yeah, it's solid. So, okay. Yeah, so you whip the ball at. Are you aiming for her head? I assume.
Yes.
Sure.
I'm looking for a knockout.
Okay. So you go ahead and strike her in the head, and advantages will say that it knocks her. She's unexpected. She wasn't ready for that. She didn't think you'd throw a ski ball at her. And she...
I like the fact that she's the one who went and got the ski ball and then polished it up.
Bit her in the ass. So, she takes the blow and she just stumbles back, letting go of Skip. And, Skip, you are free from her grasp. And, what damage does a club do? I don't even have that pulled up.
What do we want to do with the two advantages, Joe? Do we want to have her drop the... Do we want to have her have black dice in her check or have her drop the vibro sword?
It takes three. You can pass two black to her because she's concussed, I guess.
Yeah, I'll pass the two black if this hasn't already knocked her out.
No, it's not enough to knock her out. She's got a bit of strain and she has a wound that you have to work through. She's not a minion. Yeah, she's got two soak. Take that off there. Okay. I mean, it does.
She's got soak on her head?
Well, I mean, how does that. You have soak because it has soak because she has, what she's wearing. But
yeah. No, that's
fine. All right, so she takes the ball to the head. She lets go of Skip, and you see her. She's grabbing her head, holding it, going, "Are you kidding me with this? I can't. I just can't.
I play.
I was given a job to find this scientist and bring him back to my grandmoth. And now you knuckleheads are making this harder than it has to be. I don't want to have to kill the both of you."
Well, lucky for you, I didn't want to shoot you, so I threw the ski ball at you instead. So look, I like you, Dala. So how about this? Let's do a little compromise here. After we get what we need, you can have the scientist. But first, we get what we need. That way, everybody goes home happy. Well, maybe except for this guy. But still.
Yeah, Gaifum is kind of going, I'm not... gonna go with the Sith again. So,
Bale kind of walks over and kind of elbows him, nonchalantly, to kind of like shut up.
I'm gonna try to negotiate with Dala.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you need to be with this Grand Moff? We have something together, Dala. Join with us. We have many adventures to go on and much acclaim and fortune to make. Stay with me. We'll go far, you and I.
She raises her sword and points it right at you, Skip, and says,
"Stop calling me that. That's not my name."
"I'll call you whatever name you want."
"My name is Apriel."
"Is that a name I should know?"
"No, just a name. Apriel."
"Apriel O'Neill?"
"Possibly. Possibly."
Oh, God. I'm just waiting for the frickin' Ninja Turtles to pop out now.
I'm so happy to see Joe's face on that one, because the look on your face as you threw your head back.
So
is that who was in the vat, one of the Ninja Turtles?
No, it was Guy from Narc's body. He had moved his body to the robot because he didn't want to be tired anymore. And being in the machine, he doesn't have to sleep, really. So anyway, yes, she goes, "My name is Apriel.
I am an agent of the Sith. This is my life. This is who I choose to be. The Jedi and their ways are bad for this universe."
"We rode a space whale together, Apriel. That was a genuine connection between us.
Yes, and I want this universe to be a place where you and I can ride space whales whenever we want.
Let's do it
the
then.
Jedi's path will destroy this universe. I can't ride space whales and listen to your heavenly voice while the universe is controlled by the Jedi.
Well, let's stop them as well, then.
Yeah, we don't work for either of them.
You would join with the Sith. You would come...
What, Sith, Jedi? Whatever stops us from having a good time. Let's stop that. And just have a good time together. We only get one life, April.
If you promise yourselves to the Sith and agree to help me take Dr. Nark back, I won't have to kill you.
Will you help us take and save our friends first?
That is fine. We have probably a few more hours before the Sith arrive. So if we want to work on that,
let's do
that
it.
Is fine. But I have to have you.
You will like my sister. She will join the Sith with gusto. And our good Mandalorian guard is body sworn to myself and her, and he has to go wherever we go. I think it will work out just fine. And I turn so my back is to her at the moment, and I look at Bail, and I wink really big.
All right, so you're trying to charm her?
Yes, of course.
All right.
Charm or negotiation, whichever you would like.
Either one. He's rolling like five yellows.
Well.
Okay, so you are trying to charm someone who's dedicated their life to something else. So let me look up her. That'd be her discipline.
Can I also add that maybe he should get a boost because he has been buttering her up this entire adventure?
Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to give him 2 blue for the okay. bond they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as much... So a lot of this is like a deception to Bail, who I think might not want to join the Sith.
Yeah.
But Skip really wants to make clear that he doesn't really care who he works for, as long as he's having a good time and being a good person.
Yeah. That's fine with me. All
right. So, yeah, she's got, she has 3 yellow for discipline.
So that's 3 red.
3 red. And I'm going to give you the 2 blue for the, The connection you guys have and that special night you share together on the ship.
We only have 2 light sides
and then
left.
I'm also going to throw in a black for...
Okay, well, I knocked the black off.
I throw a black on for taking a skee ball to the head.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to take that away because I'm awesome.
And then I can't really... If I flip a dark side, it doesn't do anything because I have nothing to upgrade, right?
Exactly. So do I want to spend one of our last remaining ones to flip this last green to red, Joe?
Go for it.
I mean, green to... All right, so we'll buy 5 yellow versus 3 red. And Whoa! We have a total of 6. I can never get a triumph.
You notice never this? Do.
I roll 5 and never get a triumph. 5 successes, yeah, 2 like threats.
6 successes. That's 6 successes. All right,
6.
And 2 threats.
6 successes.
Oh my God, Kyle. Oh my God.
All right. So she.
That's a critical success.
That's pretty impressive. So she lowers her sword a little bit. And goes, Skip, I think I can trust you. You don't seem to be the one, I think in our time that I've gotten to know you. You don't seem to be good or evil. You just seem to be Skip. And I like that. I like that you're open to things. That you're not black and white. If Bronda agrees, we get Nark to find your sister,
and then
we can start an arrangement with the Sith. I'm sure that this count you work for would love some contracts with the Empire. Because Mr. Narc, I can see from the toys he's made here, we can use these to change the universe for the better.
She's not looking directly at me, is she?
No, she's looking right at you, because you're the one who hasn't... Skip's already decided that he's okay working for the Sith. And she's looking at you, because she's saying, Mr. Bronda, you're the one who has to decide for us right now. What's going to happen?
All right. You drive a hard bargain there. All right. I'm in.
All right, she resheaths her sword. She kind of rubs her temple. You can see that knot forming on her head from when the... Like, basically the pool ball, the billiards ball hit her in the head.
Yeah, yeah. I walk up and I patch her up. I have a med kit.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's say in the movie, she puts that on her head.
I'm sorry. I things got a little out of hand. I didn't want to kill you. So, I threw the next best thing,
No.
Sorry.
It happens. It happens. Sometimes you have to kill people, It's part of my job. I've killed people before. It's a thing. So I'm.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So. It's just future reference. I've killed friends.
So Skip is standing behind Dala April, and she's sheathed her vibro sword. So she's trusted us to follow along with what she's suggesting and planned. But then she talks about having killed friends before, and Bale can see Skip's eyes go wide as Skip has picked up some device from the bench of Githam Narc, and he tases April at length until she's not even twitching on the ground anymore.
Yeah, so Githam just goes, okay, I didn't even know that did that, but yeah. And then Dala's body, or Apriel, whatever she's going by now, is kind of just doing that slow kind of muscle spasm twitch thing where when you can't get your foot to stop shaking, she's just kind of laying there on her side, or eyes are still open, but she definitely has lost all control of her motor functions right now. And she's just kind of, we assume, unconscious, but with her eyes open, that kind of creepy thing. And you see shallow breathing from her. She just is laying on the ground. And Kaifam goes, we've made a decision, I assume?
Bale looks over at Skip and goes, couldn't you have at least waited until I was finished patching her up? I put good work into my patching up abilities, and so he gets to the ground. He finishes wrapping the bloody bruise that's on her head from the thingy. Yeah, from the thing he threw at her, and then he proceeds to take out some more cloth bandages and ties her up.
With cloth bandages?
Well, let's say it's a big roll of cloth bandage.
Get a roll of electrical wire or something and tie her up with that. But Skip, when he kneels down, makes a very tender motion, closes her eyes for her, arranges her leku so she's not laying on them inappropriately, and then wipes the spittle from her chin. And then he shocks her again at length.
Wow.
She is dangerous. And
yeah,
there will be a lot of the zapping to fix her and make her better.
Yeah, you guys definitely find... Yeah, either some copper wiring or electrical tape. This is a madman's lab, so there's definitely stuff that is pretty strong that you could just bind her wrists, her ankles, hog tie her, however you definitely want to do it. And as you are finishing up these binds, and she's just still eyes closed and laying there, I don't know how many more times Skip has shocked her. I don't know if you guys want to use copper wiring because that's conductive of electricity. That might hurt a lot more. I don't know.
Mm. I'm not an sounds like a good choice.
I'm not an electrician. I don't know these things.
Pack everything you can, Gytham Nark. The Sith are on their way.
Gytham, you see here his computer, and he turns and goes,
"What in the Force? A connection's been made, and I think we've found your people. If this is them, one of you guys, Fortuna, what do you want to tell them?"
"We're on the way."
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please head over to iTunes and leave an iTunes review. Those really help other people find the show. If you want to help us create more great Flight Risk episodes, please head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/flightriskpod. If you want to help us in a way that doesn't involve credits leaving your pocket, please spread the word on social media. We can be found on Twitter at FlightRiskPod and on Facebook.
You can choose the light. You can choose the dark. But sometimes, you have no choice but to run.
"And these that I'm wearing," and I take my tiara on and off.
Damn it! I forgot about that. Fuck.
Is that Dwayne saying that?
That's Dwayne. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Okay.
I was supposed to have friggin' Joe do another Fuhrer roll. I totally forgot to do that.
Oh, right. Everywhere we went, Joe was supposed to be making Fuhrer checks.
I totally forgot because we were doing that.
Wait, what kind of roll was I supposed to do?
You did a fear roll.
Don't you remember last
each game you were doing?
I didn't have to make those checks because of the silver tiara I was wearing.
The fear you were supposed to. Damn, I totally forgot that. I got so wrapped up in these ridiculous games. Damn my eyes.
"Well, help me understand, Dala.
Grand Moff Viken wants him back."
"Who's Grand Moff Viken?"
"He has had an erection that's lasted longer than 4 hours."
We had to just break a pivotal emotional scene.
Oh,
God.
You did say Grand Moff Vikin, right?
Grand Moff Vikin.
Oh, my apologies.
Did you just mistake Viagra with Vicodin?
Yes.
That was awesome. Grand Moff Viagra.
I was just like, okay.
What do you eat? Where, how are you using your Vicodin?
Exactly.
Jeez.
Wow.
Would you like to take two on that?
Sure. We'll go back to
Let's call her Grandma Cialis.
Yes, so...